Greetings and thanks for tuning into the Campervan Podcast. I'm going to be talking about campervan value. That is, how much do campervans depreciate? Do they hold their value? And are campervans a good investment? These are very commonly asked questions, mostly by people who are either about to spend a lot of money on campervans, either used, new, custom, or all the gear and equipment and tools and parts and pieces that go into building your own. And of course, those are perfectly intelligent questions. It's a good idea to figure these things out in advance instead of being surprised later. First of all, how much do campervans depreciate? So first of all, I want to say that we're in a complicated point in time with regard to that question. And the reason is that as I record this, we're kind of hopefully on the downslope of the coronavirus pandemic crisis that we've all been living through in 2020 and 2021. And the campervan world has seen a wonderful uptick in traffic and interest, and a lot of people have wanted to get into van life. And the reasons for that are pretty straightforward. You probably already know them if you're listening to this, but I'll just run through them real quick. Basically, you know, so many corporations said, please go work at home, don't come to the office because Corona. So a lot of people said, well, if I don't have to be in my house, then I'll travel and work from the road. So that was a factor. Some people even said, if I don't have to pay for my apartment, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go live in a van and travel and see the country and work over Wi-Fi and whatnot. So that's part of it. Some people just were out of work and said, well, I'll go ahead and travel, and now's a good time to build or buy a van. And so there's kind of a variety of reasons that people got into it, but there has been a lot of interest, renewed or new interest in van life. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is that there are probably going to be a few extra vans on the market over the next few months to maybe a year and a half. And the reason for that, I believe, this is, by the way, this is my opinion. Looking online, everybody's got different ideas. I've talked to several experts in the field about this, and it's funny, it depends on how committed someone is to their van life business impacts their opinion on whether or not we're heading for a downturn in camper van purchases and building, etc. Of course, that makes perfect sense. It pays to be optimistic in business. I am. I always try to be. I recommend it. Nonetheless, there is optimism and there is reality. And reality is going to let us know exactly how much camper vans will depreciate or hold their value or are a good investment financially in the near future. I believe in the near future. I believe that we're going to be finding out very soon because of all of the new people to van life will either keep their vans or sell them. And if a lot of people sell their vans at the same time, well, then the price is going to go down because the market will be glutted. All that having been said, let's contemplate the value of camper vans in terms of depreciation under normal circumstances and just kind of ignore all this COVID stuff and the surge in van life interest and all that. You know, I also wanted to mention that there's another major factor driving interest in van life and camper vans, and that is the exploding rental market. That is the exploding cost of the rental market. Pretty much all over the country, rent prices have increased substantially over the last 13 or 14 years because of just the direction that the real estate market has gone. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. If you're listening to this, you probably know that rent prices are insane. If you're fortunate enough to own your home, awesome. That's great. You may not be paying attention to the rental market. And so this information might be helpful to you because the rental market definitely has an impact on the value of camper vans. Less people able to pay rent, more people living on the road, more people traveling, looking for boondocking spots and stealth camping, or even, you know, KOA memberships and whatnot so that they can just not have to pay $2,000 a month for a crummy one-bedroom apartment in some overcrowded city. So those are factors in terms of the value of camper vans and depreciation. In general, vehicles lose value as soon as you purchase them. There are major exceptions to that law, to that rule, with regard to RVs and particularly camper vans. Now, traditional RVs made from fiberglass and particle board and lightweight wood framing, they do have a tendency to lose their value more so than very well-built camper vans. So that's something to keep in mind. If you haven't bought a vehicle yet, or maybe you're trying to decide between an RV and a camper van, that may be a factor for you if you think you might want or need to sell it within a few years. It's more likely to be more valuable if it's a van than if it is a traditional RV. And that's because a van is so sturdy by comparison to an RV. As far as all the depreciation stuff goes, the regular influences are going to be how many miles does it have on it, how good was the platform or the chassis in the first place, right? Did you purchase a 170 extended body brand new Sprinter and then build it out or have it built out? If that's the case, then you've got a very valuable vehicle for many years to come. If you bought a 1976 Econoline, or sorry, if I've got the year wrong on that, I'm not sure what years those were built, but you get the picture, a cargo van, American-made cargo van from the 70s. Some of those maybe won't hold as much value, or it was already depreciated when you bought it, and so you got it cheap, and then you improved it substantially, and now it's much more desirable than it was. Well, you may actually add value to the vehicle by doing that. That takes a lot of work, and you have to be very careful. You have to really have your mechanical stuff together to make that happen, to pull off that trick, to buy an old van and make it worth more than it was when you bought it. You know, improving or at least replacing, upgrading transmission and suspension and engine and electrical, things like that. Just the basic running stuff that would improve the value of a vehicle like that from... if it's already fully depreciated. I just want to mention this term fully depreciated means that all of the value has gone out of it due to time and miles and wear. So an example of that would be a very high miles vehicle. If I go out and buy a brand new Toyota Corolla, it hasn't depreciated at all other than that pesky 20 to 30% you lose when you drive it off the lot as compared to an older Toyota Corolla with 190,000 miles on it. That would be a nearly fully depreciated car, because anyone who buys it has to be very concerned about repairs and what's going to break next and things like that. So that gives you an idea of the definition of depreciation and what I mean when I say fully or partially or not at all depreciated. Of course, there are many vehicles that can be rebuilt over time or rebuilt, purchased, and then the platform, engine, electrical, etc., improved such that it would be more valuable for the next person who bought it. So that's something to keep in mind. But, and it's a big but, there are some principles from real estate, the real estate industry, an industry that I worked in for many years, that transfer over to this camper van world. And one of them is the fallacy of value of Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Running down to the station.
a fast mail train I see. I think I hear coming.